This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, we have moved Command Center Alpha to a special Ford Theater of Operations as we are attending the Florida Association of Broadcasters annual convention from the Renaissance Vannoy Hotel, a historic hotel in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida, just across Tampa Bay from the cigar city of Tampa. We will be set up here and conducting Alpha Male pleasure and broadcast maneuvers for the next 2 hours, and this is a monumental program. Today we celebrate the 23rd anniversary of yours truly pontificating, entertaining, and postulating about everything in the world of alpha male pleasure maneuvers, be it cigars, be it spirits, be it grilling, be it dames, be it golf, be it tackling the enemies of pleasure. We have been doing it, as of today, 23 years, hard to believe. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Your commanding five-star global general and global alpha male. Front and center here. Hard to believe that 23 years ago I sat in front of a microphone at the time at 620 WSUN, our first ever station that we aired on. I will never forget it. It was high noon on Saturday, July 8th, 1995, and I remember at the time thinking maybe there would be 10 other people that would enjoy talking about cigars and smoking cigars. And at the time, we just specifically talked about cigars, and I had Dan Ramirez, who at the time was the general manager of Edwards Pipe and Tobacco in the cigar city of Tampa, at the time the premier, preeminent tobacconist and cigar retailer. His family had history.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, folks, to another edition of Colt 45's Baseball on your radio dial here on KCNR 1460. Tonight is game two of the two-game series between the Colt 45s and the visiting Reading Ringtails. Last night, the Ringtails picked up the win and now have won six consecutive games that they won 5-2 after a three-run third inning and a two-run seventh inning. The 45s had nine hits in that two-run affair, however, just could not bring in a number of runs home. However, tonight they look to get game two of this series. So far in the year for these two teams, they've split the first two games, so this is technically the rubber match of the season series thus far. The 45s so far on this week, however, are 2-3. Last night snapped a three-game winning streak, now 11-10 on the young season for the Colt 45s. We're just about midway through here this season in the summer. We'll get the start lines first for the Reading Ringtails. Ryan Thomas, he bats leadoff, playing second base. Mitch Menz is the starting pitcher for the Reading Ringtails. He bats second. Lorenzo Galaga is the shortstop. He bats third. Jordan Taylor out in left field will bat fourth. In the fifth spot of the catcher, Ryan Gamboa batting sixth, the first baseman, Brian Barrington. Chuck Mathey plays in right field, batting seventh. Eamon Velarde is playing third base, batting eighth. And Dom Tating is in center field, batting ninth. For the Reading Ringtails, for the Colt 45s this evening, Kobe Zimmerman is in center field leading off. Lorenzo Debrecht, the shortstop, bats second. Jake Gozo is the designated hitter. He bats third. Max Werner is in left field in the cleanup spot. Eric Carlson's batting fifth, playing third. Mike Ciancio bats sixth at second base. Alex Sineros is at first base, batting seventh. And Billy Plummer bats eighth. The catcher, Mondo Rodriguez, will be the ninth place hitter. The starting pitcher for the Colt 45s is J.J. Reeves, making his eighth appearance, his third start. He started the year out of the bullpen. However, after a number of impressive outings, he's worked his way into the starting rotation, making his third start of the year as a 2.91 ERA. 24 and two-thirds innings pitch, 15 hits, just giving up 8 earned runs. However, does have 22 strikeouts. That's second on the club. He has walked 16 batters. So we will see here if J.J. Reeves can continue to have a solid, solid season. On the year, he is 1-0. So, but the key for him is throwing strikes. We've seen him struggle as they have a ceremonial first pitch here. The starting pitcher for Mitch, for the Reading Ringtails, is Mitch Menn, the right-handed pitcher. He will be facing off against the Colt 45s lineup. We'll give you last night's statistics. The starting pitcher was the winning pitcher for the Ringtails, going 5 innings, was Jason Nordrum. He pitched beautifully. 5 innings pitched, 8 hits, gave up 2 earned runs, struck out 4. Flaherty came out and threw 2 innings of scoreless ball, and then Rojas got the save after throwing 2 innings in the 8th. And the 9th inning, the Colt 45's offense provided from Lorenzo Debrecht last night, 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. He also had another home run. He now leads the club with 8 home runs on the year, and he is bound outstanding here on the year. Paul Gallegos was the losing pitcher for the Colt 45's. He actually threw pretty well, just giving up 3 earned runs in 4 innings. However, the offense for the Colt 45's unable to come alive. Noah Dobbin threw 3 innings out of the bullpen as well. So we're still waiting here for this ceremonial first pitch. It is just in the dirt, but well done. So we're about ready here to begin this game. We'll take a short break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be back here for the first pitch.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
J.J. Reeves begins his outing tonight with a first pitch fastball to Ryan Thomas that is popped straight up. Reeves goes over in foul territory to make the play for the first out, and now Mitch Menz comes to the plate. Menz, right-handed hitter, was in the ninth spot last night, played very well, was 2-for-4 with a couple runs scored. Here's a 3-0 pitch, is outside, ball four. So Mitch Menz sees four pitches and reaches, and that'll bring up the third base batter, Lorenzo Galaga. Galaga was 3-for-5 with a couple RBIs last night. Right-handed hitter steps in. As he throws back to first, Reeves with a good move over to first. Give you the defensive lineman here shortly. This pitch is swung on a miss for a strike, 0-1. Reeves, very lively fastball, a lot of good movement. 0-1. Pitch to Galaga. This is a breaking ball slash down the right field line, but it'll hook foul, 0-2. Max Werner is in left field for the Colt 45s. Kobe Zimmerman in center field. Mondo Rodriguez out in right. The designated hitter tonight is Jake Gozo. Eric Carlson bats in the fifth spot. He plays third. Lorenzo Dobrecht is at short. Mike Ciancio getting his first start at second base tonight. Alex Iñárritu at first. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He went up the ladder on him and swung right through it, and that's the second out here in the top of the first. Menz holding at first. The catcher again today is Billy Plummer. As that will bring up the left-handed hitting Jordan Taylor. Taylor was 2-for-4 last night with an RBI. Left-handed hitter, the first left-hander to face J.J. Reeves as Reeves looks over and checks on Mitch Menz over at first. First pitch is way up high and into Taylor. He needs to back out of the way. 1-0. Game two of this two-game series tonight. The final game of the weekend is four straight games for the Colt 45. Starting Wednesday, they played twice. This pitch is swung and hit foul. Back and out of play, third base side. 1-1. Played the San Leandro Ports and dominated that quick two-game series, 10-4 and then 13-1. Lost last night, 5-2. 1-1. Reeves looking for a quick first inning, trying to get out of this inning to get Plummer, or to get Taylor, excuse me. His pitch is just outside, 2-1. Menz bluffed a steal there and stopped. We'll see if he's trying to read the left-hander Reeves. 2-1. This is popped up. Back and out of play. This is straight back, and this is going to be a souvenir for a fan. And nearly took out a kid. 2-2. Wow, that was almost really, really bad. People got out of the way that somebody forgot the kid. 2-2. Breaking balls left up high. And that'll run the count full, 3-2. So Mitch Menz over at first. We'll get a head start. Full count, two down here in the top of the first inning. 45s will be coming up in the bottom half for the first time. Three, two. This is hit on the ground, foul, first base side, out in front of that off-speed pitch. Colt 45's wearing the bright yellow vests with black undershirts, the white lettering, pretty tough to see, especially from long ways away. 3-2 again. Outside ball four. So that'll get a runner in scoring position here in the first inning. And that will bring up Ryan Gamboa. Gamboa batted third last night. He went 0 for 4 with a run scored. He walked but struck out three times. Right-handed hitter. RBI opportunity here in the top of the first inning. Wind blowing ever so softly. This first pitch is hit out well towards center field. Zimmerman going back, still going back. He will make the catch at the foot of the track, and that will end the inning. A couple of walks for J.J. Reeves, but he works around it. We will head to the bottom of the first with the score still tied and nothing to nothing here on KCNR 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the first inning, Colt 45 is coming up. It'll be Kobe Zimmerman in the leadoff spot tonight. Is Lane Pritchard, who usually bats leadoff and is in center field, getting the night off against Mitch Menz, the right-hander. 5'11", pretty good velocity. Usually played, or he played third last night. I'm not sure where he typically plays. He'll face off against Zimmerman, Lorenzo Dobrecht, and Jake Gozo. Here in the bottom half of the first inning. Zimmerman comes into this game.
Kobe Zimmerman.
Batting 247, 19 hits and 77 at-bats in his 20th game. He's got two home runs and 13 runs driven. He was 1 for 4 last night. Ryan Hitter steps in. First pitch is right there for a strike. It's 0-1. Menz with pretty good velocity on the fastball here, working from the stretch. 0-1. Swing and fouled straight back. 0-2. Wind is blowing in slightly here from left center. It was supposed to be up above 108, 109 today, and currently just 102 degrees. One and two to Kobe Zimmerman. The pitch, swing and a miss, off speed pitch off the outside part of the plate. He chased after it, and that is the first out here in the bottom of the first. That'll bring up Lorenzo Dobrecht.
Your shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo Dobrecht.
Dobrecht had a big night last night, drove in the only two runs was 2-for-4 with a couple RBIs. He scored a run himself, of course, on that solo home run. Scores around a bunt, pops it up in fair territory. It's going to be fielded by Gamboa. The easy throw to first. DeBrecht didn't even know it was going to land fair, and that's a quick one-pitch out. DeBrecht thought he hit it foul, and instead it ended up being a pretty good bunt on the third baseline. So here comes Jake Gozo. Base is empty, two down here in the home half, the first inning. Max Werner comes out on deck. Gozo last night, 1-for-2. He walked twice. First pitch is up and into the right-handed hitting Gozo. It's a ball, 1-0. The 2-3 punch of DeBrecht and Gozo have been the moneymakers for the Colt 45s. This 1-0 is a fastball up above the zone, 2-0. Gozo, if he's down on the count, would possibly go after that pitch. 2-0. Breaking ball, gets it over for a strike, 2-1. In the dirt, 3-1. Infield half shaded here, 3-1. It is swung and missed. He went way out of the zone to get that one. It was up above the strike zone. Now it's 3-2. Menz throws. Breaking ball, leaves it up high. That's ball 4. So Gozo, who walked twice last night, walks again here in the first inning. That'll bring up Max Werner. Werner was 0-for-1 in a pinch hit roll last night with a strikeout in the ninth inning. Gozo now dives back to first. His men's checked on him. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw Gozo try and swipe second here. Good speed. First pitch from Menz is down low to Max Werner. Werner five for 12 on the year, 4 runs scored, a couple of RBIs. His pitch is also up high, 2-0. So Gamboa's going to go out and have a chat with his pitcher here, try to calm him down.
You're the fielder, number 30.
So Werner will look to get something he can handle right here. With Gozo on at first, 2 down. Erik Karlsson's on deck. The bottom of the first. 2-0. Outside, 3-0. And then starting to lose a little bit of control here in the latter part of the inning. After a couple quick outs. Behind 3-0. We'll see if Werner gets the green light here on 3-0. That's up and away. Ball 4. Erik Karlsson steps in a spot where the Colt 45s can try and take the lead here at the bottom of the first. Very similar situation that we had in the top half with a couple of walks with 2 on and 2 down. See if Karlsson can come through. First pitch is swung on a miss. That was an off-speed pitch. He swung over the top of it. That's strike 1. Karlsson, 342, 25 hits, and 73 at-bats, making his 18th appearance on the year. 0-1. That's a good off-speed pitch in there for a strike, 0-2. Karlsson resets his batting gloves. Check that, not his batting gloves, just looked like he was putting some on. 0-2. Popped up foul. First base side. That'll get back and out of play. Oh, just getting some pine tar off that bat and then making sure he's got the grip he needs. Oh, 2. That popped foul back and out of play. Still 0-2. Carlson battling to stay alive here in the home half of the first. Mike Ciancio is on deck. 0-2. That's in the dirt. Good take there from Carlson. 1-2. Goes it with good speed at second. Defensive alignment. Taylor is in left field. Dom Tating in center. Matthew in right. Gamboa is the catcher. Velarde at third. Galaga at short. Thomasy at second. And Barrington at first. 1-2. Popped up. In foul territory over towards first. Barrington going over. He will let it go out of play. 1-2. Still nothing here in the first. Gozo at second. Werner at first. Jake Gozo with pretty good speed, I imagine, will get the green light on that single to the outfield. Tating in center playing a little bit shallow for Eric Carlson, who hasn't homered this year but does have extra base power. 1-2, Carlson calls time. Breaking ball inside, 2-2. Men's now at 22 pitches. Two and two. Ring him up, strike three. Carlson thought it was out the outside corner, but it's called strike three, and that will end the inning. 45s lead two on as we head to the second. It's nothing here on KCNR 1460.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Canada's Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that a private university must align all of its, quote, codes of conduct with the state's or lose its accreditation. Now, this decision has essentially banned faith from the public sphere, and it will have a ripple effect across all professions and institutions. The sexual revolution has changed many foundational standards of moral and ethical norms, and now it has been legally weaponized in Canada. But here in the USA, religious freedom will be defended. Visit PGI.org and obtain your free guide, The Constitution on Canvas.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Brian Barrington, the right-handed hitter, steps in here in the second against J.J. Reeves. As the first pitch is just high with a fastball, 1-0. 16 pitches in that first inning for Reeves. Walks two batters, but got out of the inning. 1-0. This is also high, 2-0. Barrington, Matthew, and Velarde here in the second. Nothing our score here from Tiger Field on a Saturday night. This is also high and away, 3-0. Mentioned it pregame when Reeves struggles to find the zone is where he starts to labor. This 3-1 is inside, ball four. So a four-pitch walk. That'll bring up Chuck Matthew. Barrington with not great speed is on at first. Reeves comes set. First pitch to Matthew is down low inside. 1-0. Sarah Carlson now sees that his pitcher is struggling a little bit here to begin the inning. Going to go out and have a chat. Vlaria, the third baseman, is on deck. In the eighth spot of the lineup, then followed by Dom Tating. 1-0 from J.J. Reeves. This is hit on a line towards second. Tough play. Ciancio gloves it. He's going to go to second for one. Back to first. It is not in time. And so a fielder's choice. Nice play from Ciancio. It was a tough hop, and he squared up to take it in the chest. Getting the out at second. So Matthew's on at first for Eamon Velarde. First pitch is swung on and hit foul straight back and out of play, 0-1. Pretty good crowd here tonight at Tiger Field. One of the hotter days of the year thus far, although it still hasn't been too bad, 102 degrees here currently for first pitch. 1-1 is up high. Reeves comes set, 1-1 pitch, that's up and away, 2-1. We've learned since Plummer has been catching in these last couple games is runners have not been trying to go on him a whole lot. Very good arm behind the plate, 2-1, that's inside, 3-1. One out and a runner on first here in the top of the second inning. Three-one, he's going to throw over to first. Matthew's back standing. In the bottom of the second, it'll be Ciancio, Cinedos, and Plummer, the 6 and 7, 8 hitters. 3-1. Popped up foul, and that will get out of play down the right field line. And just drills the car right on the roof. Three and two. Reeves looking for a double play ball to get out of the inning here. 3-2, inside ball four. That's the fourth walk of the game already from J.J. Reeves. So first and second, one out, and that'll bring up Dom Tating. Tating, left-handed hitter. Oh for 4 last night with a strikeout. First pitch is called strike up in the zone. 0-1, caught a lot of the plate. Infield, a double play depth. Cinedos, the first baseman, not holding on. Velarde at first. 0-1 is a off-speed pitch. That's also high. This time a little too high. 1-1. One one is outside, 2-1. Two on, one out. Matthew at second, Velarde at first. Reeves already up above 30 pitches. Struggling to find the zone here. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. And now Reeves is in red. In risk of loading the bases here. Three, one, inside ball four. And that will load the bases. top of the order coming up for the Ringtails. It'll be Ryan Thomasy now. Bases loaded, one out. Bullpen still empty for the Colt 45s despite five walks already. First pitch from Reeves is a called strike, 0-1. All the base runners that Reeves has allowed today are from walks. Bases loaded, one out. You're in the second. Still nothing, nothing. Go ahead, run is 90 feet away. There's a breaking ball left up high, 1-1. Thomasy popped up to the pitcher in his first at bat. On the first pitch, he's 0-1. One ball, one strike. He swings and misses at a fastball, 1-2. Now it looks like we're going to have the bullpen get active for the Colt 45s. As Jake Perrin heads down to the bullpen. 1-2 pitch. Hit back off the fist to second. Double play ball. Ciancio misses it. And it goes into right field. One run will score now. A second run will come in. It's 2-0 Ringtails. A ball that had a lot of side spin on it, and Ciancio tried to do too much with it before he could field it. So that will be an error. And that could have been the ground ball to get Reeves out of the inning. So now it's first and third, one out for Mitch Menz, looking to help his own cause here. Walked in his first plate appearance. First pitch from Reeves is outside, 1-0. Pitch, runners on the move. It's inside. It goes by to the backstop. And now the runner is going to come in. And now Thomasy went all the way from first to third. A sloppy inning here for the Colt 45s. Now as three runs have come across. And we still haven't even seen a hit in this game. Pitches inside to Menz, 2-0. 3-0 here in the second. Three walks, an error, a wild pitch. 2-0. Inside, 3-0. Check that, that was ball four. So Barrett Faxon is going to come out and talk to Reeves, who is struggling so far. 26 balls and 15 strikes. Having a tough time finding the zone. Lorenzo Galaga is the batter. And now an extended visit here. Just trying to get his guys ready to go. Thomasy will be at third, Menz at first, Glaga coming in, still 3-0, no hits so far for the Ringtails. And what has been a relatively ugly second inning here. First pitch from Reeves to Galaga's outside, 1-0, Galaga struck out swinging in the first. Taylor on deck. Here is the 1-0. Runners on the move. And now this is slashed foul. Back and out of play. One ball, one strike. And again, it hit a car. And early on today, we've already knocked down two.
That souvenir deal was brought to you by the Ringtails.
1-1. Galaga's got that strange high leg kick that he's doing before the pitch even comes as he takes this pitch on the inside corner for a strike, one and two. Reeves still a pitch away from getting out of this inning with a double play ball. Runners on the move. 1-2. This is slapped foul. Still 1-2, and Menz will go back to first. Quick throw back to first and almost goes away from the first baseman, Cineros. And Thomas, he thought about trying to score on it, but Cineros does a good job of tracking it down quickly. Still first and third. One down, three runs already home here in the second. Four walks and an error. No hits yet so far. 1-2. This is slapped on the ground. A second tough play. It gets by DeBrecht in left field. One run will score. I think that's going to be ruled a hit. Holding at second is Mitch Menz. It will be, and that's the first hit of the game. So Menz will be at second. Galago at first. It's now 4-0. Ringtails. Not a ball hit all that hard, but to the left of Lorenzo DeBrecht. Went over, tried to field it with the backhand, and couldn't get it. And that'll bring up Jordan Taylor. Taylor, left-handed hitter, walked in the first inning. First pitch to Taylor is fouled straight back off the screen, 0-1. 47 pitches for Reeves. Really laboring here in the first couple innings. First and second, one down, two. Runners left on base in the last inning for the Ringtails on walks. Now four runs in. Couple on here again. They spin back and fakes a throw to second. Now they got the runner picked off. Menz is in between second and third. He is just going to be tagged, and I don't think they got him. Oh, they did on the heel. And Menz is saying he was never tagged, and now they're going to call for time and see if they can appeal to the home plate umpire. Chase Dillon is going to ask for help from the home plate umpire, and I truly don't think that he got him, unless he got him in the ankle. And they are going to call him out. So a nice job by J.J. Reeves, who saw that Menz was trying to get a big lead, tags him out. Galaga remained at first through all that, so now there's two down for Jordan Taylor. ...0-1 pitch to Taylor is a breaking ball left high, 1-1. One and one, slow start to this game. A lot of walks already. 1-1, down low, 2-1. This next pitch will be number 50, 2-1. Hit off the fist, out towards second, going to be a tough play. Goes out to Cineros, he spins over to first, but it goes by the first baseman. And that'll be an error. Would have been a nice play from Ciancio. He had to go out into the outfield to field it on the one hop on a strained line drive. Spun around and threw wildly to first. So an error, and the inning will once again continue. A very sloppy second inning. First and second, two down. Ryan Gamboa is going to be the batter. Flew out to center in his first at-bat. First pitch is up high, 1-0. This ball is lifted out towards high and deep into right center field. Rodriguez going back. He looks up. This ball is gone. Gamboa. A 1-0 pitch. He hit one hard to center in his last at-bat. This one, he goes yard out to right. It is 7-0 here in the second inning. And things have gone from bad to worse here tonight. Estimated distance, 360. And that's going to do it for J.J. Reeves. 7-0, just giving up two hits. And that will do it for him. We will take a break. We'll find out who the new pitcher is when we come back. It's 7-0 Ringtails on KCNR 1460.
Wouldn't it be nice if your phone was ringing off the hook from people wanting to order products and services from you? How about if you were having a hard time keeping up with all the email orders coming through your website? How about just being able to go in and make a quick update on your website? Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com, and that's exactly what we do. We make the phone ring more by putting your business at the top of search engine results. Being at the top three is critically important to the success of your business. Making your website look good on a smartphone as well as a desktop computer is our business. Next, we'll take whatever products and services you have to offer and make it easy for people to inquire and order right from your website. We are Redding's oldest and best-known company for website hosting, development, and search engine optimization. Call Shasta.com today and find out how easy it is to become number one in search and how to make your website more responsive to your customers' needs. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Redding. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
The new pitcher is number 8, Carson Ellis. Ellis making his third appearance, all of them out of the bullpen. 5 innings pitched, 3 earned runs given up, 4 hits, a couple of strikeouts and a couple of walks, a 5.40 ERA. The bases will be empty. 3 of these runs are going to be unearned against J.J. Reeves. But 7 runs have come home here in the second, and we are not quite done yet as Barrington will step in. He walked in his first plate appearance as the first pitch is a called strike, 0-1. Ellis just trying to find a rhythm here. Let the Colt 45s get back into the dugout after a long half inning. 0-1 in the dirt. 1-1. Matthew is on deck. Ringtails have batted around here as Barrington led off this inning with a walk. 1-1. That's a strike. 1-2 inside part of the plate with a fastball. In the bottom of the second, it'll be Ciancio, Cineros, and Plummer. 1-2 pitch. Up high, 2-2. This is the rubber match of the 3-game season series. 45s earlier in the year beat the Ringtails, and then last night the Ringtails won 5-2. 2-2 pitch. Popped up third base side. That will get back and out of play. Still 2-2. Barrington walked and then was forced out on a fielder's choice earlier this inning. They have the 10th batter to come to the plate here in this inning. 2-2. This is popped up again. Same spot, third base side, and again it gets out of play. Two and two. Two 2-2, breaking ball. That's a pie full count. Three-two pitch. This is slapped on the ground a second. Ciancio's got it on the hop. Throw to first in time, and that will finally end the inning here in the second. 7 runs, 2 hits, 2 errors in the inning. And we will finally go to the bottom half of the second. 7-0, Ringtails in the lead here on KCNR 1460.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Mike Ciancio leads off here in the bottom of the second. 4 of those runs were earned. The other 3 were not. It's 7-0 Ringtails here from Tiger Field on a Saturday night. First pitch is up and away, 1-0. See if the Colt 45s can try and battle back here. 1-0 on the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. That was an off-speed pitch. Looked like the changeup. Ciancio at second base tonight, is he takes the 1-1 up high, 2-1. Had an error earlier. Or actually 2 errors, excuse me. Both the errors were his. Breaking ball, that is called a strike. 2-2. 1 on a tough soft line drive out into right field as he spun around and tried to throw the first. That was a wild throw. The other was a double play ball that could have ended the inning before any runs came in. It went through his legs as he swings and misses strike 3. And that's the first out here in the second. So far, has been a forgettable night for Mike Ciancio. That'll bring up Alex Tenieros. Tenieros is 3-for-12 on the year. He scored 5 runs with 4 RBIs. He steps in, left-handed hitter, in the 7th spot this evening against Mitch Menz. Change up over for Menz and a good pitch to begin the at-bat, 0-1. Infield is nearly all in the shade now, except for a couple slivers in between first and second. 1-0-1 is swung on a miss, a fastball up in the zone, and it's 0-2. Billy Plummer, the catcher, waits on deck. 1 out, the base is empty. 7-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. 0-2. Inside, 1-2. This pitch is up high, 2-2. Two-two pitch, checked his swing. I think he went around. They're going to check. He did. It was in the dirt, and he went around, and that is strike 3. So back-to-back strikeouts here in the second. That'll bring up Billy Plummer.
Your catcher,
25.
Plummer.
Billy Plummer.
Plummer comes to the plate, batting 286, 8 hits in 28 at-bats, 7 RBIs. He also scored 5 runs. As a right-handed hitter steps in. Base is empty, 2 down. Mondo Rodriguez comes into the on-deck circle. Ninth place hitter is Mitch Menz. Throws first pitch up high, 1-0. One oh pitch is outside, 2-0. Fastball that time. 35 pitches now for Mitch Menz. Still no hits for the Colt 45s in this game. 2-0. That's right there at the knees on the inside corner. 2-1. Another fastball there. Battling back in this count. Outfield straight away. Little to no wind here tonight. 2-1. Change up. Good pitch. Got him to swing over the top of this one. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2 down here in the second inning. Menz comes set at the belt. The pitch fouls this one straight back. Went up the ladder on that fastball and chased after it. So it's still 2-2. See where Mitch Menz goes here. He throws a breaking ball that was just tapped foul. Still 2-2. Well, Plummer's been on the fastball here in this at-bat. So we'll see if they're going to stick with the off-speed. He got him to swing over at the top of the changeup. That was the breaking ball that he just tapped foul. So we'll see if they stick with off-speed. 2-2. This is in the dirt. Strike 3. Swung on a miss, but it goes through the legs of Gamboa. Gamboa now throws to first. It is in time. That will end the inning. Menz strikes out the side in order. We will head to the third. It's 7-0. Ringtails here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Carson Ellis will be back out for the second inning. He'll face the 7-8-9 hitters for the Redding Ringtails. He'll face Chuck Matthey, Eamon Velarde, and Dom Tating. 7-0 here in the third as 7 runs came in the top of the second on just 2 hits. One of those, however, was a 3-run home run from Gamboa. Matthey, right-handed hitter, reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning, came around to score the run that broke the 0-0 tie. Right-handed hitter. First pitch is a strike. That looked a little bit low, but it's 0-1.
Yeah.
Ellis working from the windup. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball. Popped up foul. This will get back and out of play. 0-2. Ellis takes off his glove in between nearly every pitch. It's kind of a strange tactic here. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Just hit foul. That'll get back and out of play. 0-2 still. Left-handed hitting Velarde is on deck, who's walked and scored a run. No balls, two strikes. The pitch, this is way high as it gets to the backstop. 1-2, he tried to overthrow a fastball there. One and two. The 1-2 pitch coming now from Ellis out of the windup. That is up high. Checked his swing. It wasn't even close. 2-2. Base is empty for Matthew leading off the inning. He scored the game's first run. 2-2. And that's down low. 3-2. So from 0-2... back to 3-2. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Matthew, the right fielder, trying to reach here to lead off the third inning. The full count offering on its way. And that's popped up foul. And again, that'll get out of play down the right field line. And it just missed the car out in the parking lot. Still 3-2. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. 3-2. Again hit foul. Right field line. Late on the fastball. Look out. Nearly misses a car. Still 3-2. Four foul balls in this at-bat. And all the fastballs Matthew has been late on. Ellis readjusts about three different things before stepping back onto the mound in between pitches. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Up the ladder on the fastball. He got him to go swing right through it. That's the first out here in the third after a nine-pitch at-bat. That'll bring up Eamon Villar, the third baseman, who walked and scored a run in the second. Base is empty, one down. Left-handed hitter steps in. First pitch from Ellis. That is up high, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Ellis rocks and fires. This is down low, 2-0. 45's pitchers struggling to get ahead of batters tonight. Down low, 3-0. One out, nobody on. Three balls, no strikes. Velarde in the driver's seat. We'll see if he takes here. Pitch is hit out well, out towards deep right center field. Back goes Rodriguez. He's at the track. He can't make the catch as it bounces off the wall. Velarde's around first. He heads into second. He'll be in there with a double. Rodriguez and Zimmerman both kind of stopped as they got to the ball, and it bounced in between them. A one-out double for Velarde, and now runners in scoring position here in the third inning for the Ringtails. Tating steps in. He's walked and scored a run. First pitch is swung on a miss. 0-1. Vlarde at second. One out. 7-0 here in the third. Breaking ball is left up high. 1-1. This is hit down the left field line. Foul and back and out of play. 1-2. Already on its second. This will be the 25th pitch from Ellis. 1-2 up high. 2-2. Two pitch. That's high. 3-2. So seems like every at bat here early in this game. Taken quite a while here. Full count offering. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. He went after, and that is out number two here in the third. That'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Ryan Thomasy. Thomasy is 0-2, popped out to the pitcher, reached base on an error that brought in two runs. Does have an RBI. First pitch is way high, 1-0. Ellis hasn't been locating all that well. 1-0. That's swung on a miss. 1-1. When he's got the fastball over, it's been pretty tough to hit other than the double. So we'll see here if Ellis can get out of this inning without giving up a run. 1-1 is a breaking ball. That's over for a strike. It's strike two. One balls and two strike. Ellis with a long look down. Vlarde at second, two down. One ball, two strike, the pitch. This is way high. It goes to the backstop, and Vlarde will go to third on another wild pitch. He's trying to overthrow that pitch on a fastball. 2-2. Vlarde down 90 feet away. It's 7-0 in the third. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him. We'll head to the bottom of the third. 7-0. Ringtails lead here on KCNR 1460.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists.
in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Mondo Rodriguez is hit by the pitch on the first pitch of the inning. So he's on at first. 7-0 here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman at the top of the order. Zimmerman struck out swinging in the first inning. Menz throws right at the knees. Menz has got good velocity on his fastball. He's been throwing it pretty consistently for a strike tonight. Been locating well. 0-1. This is chopped on the ground into the hole. A base hit between third and short. First hit of the game for the Colt 45s, and now it's first and second. Nobody out here in the third inning. That'll bring up Lorenzo Debrecht.
Everybody clap your hands. No,
first pitch to Debrecht is a ball 1-0. He tried to bunt his way aboard and was out. 0-1. This ball's crushed down the left field line. It's gone if it stays fair. That ball is gone. 3-run home run, Lorenzo Debrecht. He hit one last night and does it again. And a monster bat flip down the first baseline. And it's 7-3. Wow. Lorenzo Debrecht unloaded. Fastball in her path of the plate, and he turned on it down the line. Estimated distance 355, his ninth of the year. And he continues to swing a hot bat. And all of a sudden, this is a different game. Jake Gozo now will step in with the bases empty, still nobody out. Gozo reached on a walk in the first. This pitch, this one's hit out well towards left field. Back goes Taylor, this time at the foot of the track. He makes the catch, and that's the first out. I thought Gozo and Debrecht might have gone back-to-back, but he just missed that one as the first out. Max Werner will come to the play now with one out and the bases empty. Debrecht homered last night and has done it again here tonight. Was 2-for-4 with 2 runs brought in. Werner Werner walked in first. First pitch is right at the knees with a fastball, 0-1 from Mitch Menz, who a hit by a pitch and a single, and then the explosive three-run home run. 0-1, breaking ball, swung and a miss, out and out in front, 0-2. Owen 2 to Werner. Base is empty. Here's the pitch. This is chopped slowly towards second. Charging is Thomasy. He's not going to be able to get on the hop. It's off his glove, and that's going to be an error. Tried to charge it and get it on the hop, and instead, wow, they're going to give him a hit for that. Wow. Wow, that should definitely have been an error. All he had to do was field that cleanly and make the throw. However, it's going to be ruled a hit. And I don't disagree with the official scorekeeper here often, but I do disagree on that one. Erik Karlsson now will come in. He struck out looking in his first at-bat. He's 0-1. First pitch is in the dirt. That was pitch number 50 from Mitch Menz, as the bullpen is active for the Ringtails. This ball is hit towards third, diving towards left. Velarde, he's got it. The throw to first is going to be high. It's going to go to the all the way into the right field fence. Around third is Max Werner. Werner is going to score, and Erik Karlsson will hold at second. They might give a hit in an air here. Definitely an error, but I think they might give a hit on Carlson's line drive. Still waiting for the official scoring, but it's 7-4. So now Mitch Menz is starting to get hit pretty well here in the inning. And it will be a hit in there. So a single to third and then a wild throw.
Would it be too much to ask if we could make up our minds?
The error is on the throw by Velarde, who dove to his left, made a nice play, and then the wild throw. That'll bring up Mike Ciancio. So it's 7-4. Four runs have come in here in the bottom of the third. Karlsson on at second, still one out. First pitch for Ciancio is up high for a ball, 1-0. Lucas Spagnuolo is the one warming up, the left-hander for the Reading Ringtails. 1-0. This ball is popped up. Shallow center field. Thomasy going back. He will call everybody off and make the catch. And that's the second out. Karlsson will hold it second. That'll bring up Alex Cienedos. Cienedos struck out swinging in the second.
Number 34. Alex Cienedos.
Plummer is look like it's going to be pinch hit for here on deck as the pitch is down low, 1-0. Logan Gomes is going to come out of the on-deck circle for the catcher Plummer in the third inning. It's a little early. 1-0 is down low, 2-0. Cienedos, 3-for-12 before today. Karlsson with good speed at second. This pitch is swung on and missed out in front of the fastball there, 2-1. Four runs already in, three of which on a home run from Lorenzo Dobrek. 2-1. This is chopped towards first, foul. 2-2. The lights are on here at Tiger Field as we approach 8:30, up over an hour of game time. Two and two. Mens throws. This is hit well out towards right field. Back goes Matthew. That ball is gone. Second home run of the inning. A six-run inning for the Colt 45s. And it's a one-run game. Cignetto stopped the crack of the bat. Knew it was out of here. Matthew gave chase. But that ball is way out of here. And it's 7-6. Wow. After a seven-run second inning, you probably would have thought this game is just about over early on, but a six-run inning for the Colt 45s on a pair of home runs. And now we are going to have a new pitcher. Mitch Mens is not happy as he heads to the dugout. So we will take a break. Six runs have come across with a new pitcher. We'll find out who it is when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
The new pitcher is Lucas Spagnuolo. A left-hander throws a first pitch to a pinch hitter, Logan Gomes, pinch hitting for Billy Plummer. As this pitch is a ball, 1-1. Off-speed pitch. Base is empty, two down. Gomes takes 1-1 as a strike, 1-2. 7-6 here in the third inning. 1-2 from Spagnuolo. Down low, below the knees, 2-2. The big left-hander up at 6-2. 2-2. This is hit well out towards center field. Tatum going back. Still going back. He's going to look up. This is going to one-hop the wall in center. Gomes is around first. He's going to head around second. He's going to try for a triple. Here comes the relay. The throw is not in time. A two-out triple for Logan Gomes in a pinch hit spot. And now the tying run is 90 feet away here in the third inning. That ball was crushed out to center field. One hop, the 406 sign, and straightaway center. And now that'll bring up Mondo Rodriguez. A 2-2 fastball, and he jumped on it. And a chance to tie the game with a base hit here.
Mondo Rodriguez!
Rodriguez steps in, right-hand hitter. First pitch taken outside, 1-0. Another pitcher heading down to the Ringtails bullpen to get warmed up. That's Jared Kirby. Rodriguez checks his swing, but it's a called strike anyway, 1-1. Off-speed pitch, back-to-back off-speed pitches to begin this at-bat to Rodriguez, who was hit by a pitch in the earlier in this inning. He's the 10th batter to come to the plate as the 45s have batted around. 1-1, hit on the ground sharply towards short. Galaga's got it on the ground. The throw to first is in time, and that will end the inning. Six runs come across in the bottom of the third, a pair of home runs, a three-run home run from Lorenzo Debrecht, a two-run home run from Alex Cineros as we head to the fourth. 7-6, Ringtail still the lead here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
As the batter will be Spagnuolo, who, because the Ringtails didn't have a designated hitter today, will have to hit for himself here. He'll lead off the fourth inning. It's 7-6. The Ringtails scored all seven of their runs in the second with just two hits and a couple of errors. Carson Ellis back out again. He throws the first pitch outside the left-hand hitting Spagnuolo. 1-0. Ellis taking his time. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's just outside 2-0. So Ellis struggling to find the strike zone here, missing just barely a couple of times. Here's the 2-0. That's slashed foul, 2-1. Saturday Night Baseball here under the lights from historic Tiger Field, the Ringtails and the Colt 45s. 7-6. Here's the 2-1. Inside corner, called a strike, 2-2. 2-3-4, Spagnuolo, Galaga, and Taylor. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Just off the outside. That's now a full count, 3-2. Ellis is already at 37 pitches here tonight in relief. He's only thrown an inning in a third. 3-2. Inside ball four and a leadoff walk. Already seven walks in the game. The Colt 45 pitchers have allowed just two for the 45s. So Galaga will step in. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single to left in the second, struck out in the first. Ellis from the stretch. First pitch is up and in. Galaga gets out of the way. 1-0. 1-0. Spagnuolo with a small lead over at first. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ellis comes set the pitch. Breaking ball. This is slashed on the ground up the middle. But Debrecht's got it. He's going to have to go to second for one, but it's not caught by Ciancio. Debrecht reached back as if he was going to throw to first. Instead, he tried to toss it to Ciancio. It goes by him, and that will be an error. And it is the third error of the game, and it has been some ugly defense here for the Colt 45s. Curious to see who the air is going to be on. I think the air is going to be on the second baseman, Ciancio. So now it's first and second. Nobody out for Jordan Taylor. Taylor has walked and reached on an air. First pitch is hit on the ground hard towards second. Ciancio's got it. He's going to slip to second for one. Quickly back to first in time. Well, that was nice after a couple of ugly plays. A gorgeous 4-6-3 double play, and there's two down. Ciancio went over to his left, spun around, flipped to Debrecht. Debrecht quickly got it back over to first. And there's two down. Spagnuolo's now at third with two down for Ryan Gamboa, who is 1-for-2. He flew out to center. And he also homered to right center. Three-run big fly in the second inning. Ellis working back from the windup. The runner at third. First pitch is a breaking ball, and that got him in the shoulder. So Ryan Gambona's on at first. As the breaking ball was up and in. And that'll bring up Ryan Barrington. Barrington ground out to second and walked, both in the second inning. Barrington was 0-for-2 last night with a couple of walks. Left-handed hitter was the DH last night, tonight at first base. First pitch is chopped on the ground back to the mound. Ellis has got it. He's going to underhand it to first. And that will end the inning. Two runners left on for the Ringtails. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. 7-6. Ringtails with the lead here on KCNR. 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Spagnuolo back out here in the fourth inning. It's 7-6. The Ringtails with the lead. It has been a strange night here at the ballpark. A couple of errors. Three errors for the Colt 45s, just one for the Ringtails. A lot of walks. And, it's just been a strange evening. Kobe Zimmerman will step in He is 1-for-2, struck out in the first inning. Singled to left in the third. And came around to score on the three-run home run from Lorenzo Debrecht. Right-handed hitter leading off the inning. The top of the order for the Colt 45s trying to tie this game. The first pitch is inside 1-0. 45s have some action down in their bullpen. It's Jake Parent getting heated up. Ringtails had some action earlier, but now nothing going on. The 1-0 is a breaking ball left outside, 2-0. Zimmerman was 1-for-4 a night ago, batting .247. Two home runs, 13 driven in. 2-0 pitch, that's check swing, but hit foul, 2-1. Base is empty, nobody out. You're leading off the bottom of the fourth. Two balls, one strike. The pitch is up in the zone. A changeup. He swung right through it. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Zimmerman trying to reach any way he can here to begin the fourth inning. It has to turn into, once again, a nice night as it is cooling down with the sun now down. It says it's 98 degrees, but it does not feel that hot. 2-2. This is in the dirt. 3-2. We've had a lot of full counts so far this evening. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and that's up high, ball four. So leadoff walk for Kobe Zimmerman, and that'll bring up Lorenzo Debrecht. Debrecht went deep in his last at-bat. He's 1-for-2. Lorenzo Debrecht. First pitch is taken for a strike to Debrecht on a fastball. 0-1. They throw over to first. Zimmerman was kind of caught frozen there, but dives back safely. This pitch is popped up high down the right field line, back and out of play. As Matthew went over and tried to chase it down. Oh, and 2. Oh, 2 is a breaking ball down low. 1-2. Again, throws over to first. Zimmerman back safely. This could be the inning where the 45s try and tie it up, scoring 6 in the bottom of the third. Marching back after a couple of home runs. One of them from the man who is in the batter's box currently. 1-2. Inside, Zimmerman's going to go down to second as that's a wild pitch. Two and two. This pitch is high, and that'll load the count at 3-2. And Gamboa, knowing the importance of this at-bat, going to go out and talk to Spagnuolo. This next pitch from the left-hander will be number 20.
of the at-bat. Three-two, popped up shallow right field. Matthew coming in. He's got it. And a good strong throw in will hold Zimmerman at second. And there's the first out. That'll bring up Jake Gozo. Gozo walked in the first inning, flew out to left in the third. When he hit it off the crack of the bat in the third, everybody thought, and that ball was going to get out of here because of the how it came off the bat. First pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt. That's going to get by to the backstop. So now on a wild pitch, Zimmerman is going to be 90 feet away with less than two down, and now a sacrifice fly or ground ball up the middle can tie this game. 1-0. Zimmerman with very good speed at third. This pitch is also in the dirt. This time it is stopped by Gamboa. 2-0. Two and zero is Gamboa's going to have a chat with Spagnuolo, trying to figure out what to do here. Do they put him on and bring the double play possibility? Looks like they won't. Here is the 2-0 pitch. Gozo hits this one hard towards third, but foul. 2-1 was out in front of that pitch. Two-one pitch is down low in the dirt. 3-1. A walk here would not hurt the Ringtails because it would put on the double play possibility with Werner coming to the plate. With one out. 3-1. Outside ball four. So first and third, one down, and Max Werner will come to the plate. The double play and will now be a possibility. The tying run is 90 feet away.
Number 30, Matt Werner.
Werner today is 1-for-1. He walked to the first, singled to second in the third on a play where I thought it should have been an error. Came around to score. First pitch is down low in the dirt, 1-0. Spagnuolo is going to have to do all he can to keep Gozo very close at first. Again, to keep that double play alive. Gozo might try and steal second base here. Erik Karlsson is on deck. First pitch. This is lined over the top. Oh, caught by Galaga. No, he dropped it. And now they're going to say that it is an out. So Galaga tried to act like he dropped the ball. But it is going to be a line drive out. And that's the second out. Wow. You don't see that very often. So, a line drive out for Max Werner. It looked like he was going to get over the head of Galaga, but as he went to catch it, acted like he dropped it to try and turn the double play. So, Erik Karlsson will step in. First and third, two down. That was a big out right there from Spagnuolo. Carlson's 1-for-2. He scored a run in the third after singling. Struck out in the first inning. First pitch, they're going to throw back to Gozo, who gets back standing. First pitch from the left-hander is swung on a miss. Fastball up in the zone, and he was late, 0-1. Jake Parent is ready down in the Colt 45's bullpen. Looks like he will probably come in the fifth. Seven to six here in the bottom of the fourth. 0-1. That's a strike at the knees. Again on the outside corner, 0-2. Zimmerman still at third, representing the tying run here in the fourth. Mike Ciancio is on deck. Carlson down on the count, 0-2. The pitch. Change up. Had him out in front, but he pops it foul, back and out of play. Still 1-2. O-2 pitch on a slide step. This ball's hit out towards right field. In comes Matthew. He will make the catch. And that will end the inning. The 45's got the tying run to third with less than two down, but unable to bring him around. We'll head to the fifth at 7-6 here on KCNR 1460.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's happening in Northern California over the next month. Let's also talk about what happened in Annapolis, what caused this, and what happened to our media right after that. This and much more Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Carson Ellis is going to stay in here in the fifth inning. He will face the 7-8-9 hitters in Chuck Matthew, Eamon Velarde, and Dom Tating. Matthew is 0-2. He scored a run, though, after reaching on a fielder's choice in the second inning. 7-6 here in the fourth. Ryan, a hitter. Ellis. First pitch is way outside and goes to the backstop. Seen a lot of wild pitches tonight. Here's the 1-0 from Carson Ellis. That's inside 2-0. I don't believe Ellis has been ahead of any hitter in the last five at-bats. That's on the outside corner with a fastball called a strike, 2-1. No game tomorrow night. The 45s will be back in action on Tuesday. And then a long homestand. 2-1. Popped up foul. That'll get out of play down the first base side. Ooh, and it lands in the bed of a truck. If you're ever going to get your car hit, that's probably one of the best places you could get hit. 2-2. This next pitch will be number 50 for Ellis. Bases empty, nobody out here in the fifth inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Changeup in the dirt as Matthews started to go around and then quickly stopped. Good crowd again tonight. The last two nights have had good crowds. Up over 270. Full count offering on its way. And that goes by to the backstop, ball four. So another leadoff walk. And that will bring up Eamon Velarde. 45s have Jake Parent ready down in the bullpen. Velarde, left-handed hitter, walked and scored, doubled to right center in the third inning on a ball that probably should have been caught. But a miscommunication between Zimmerman and Rodriguez as they both kind of stopped as they got to it, expecting the other one to make the play. This is a broken bat hit out towards right field. That's going to fall in, a base hit. Holding it second is Matthew. And now there's first and second, nobody out here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Dom Tating. Probably a pretty fair chance Tating is going to bunt here. First and second, nobody out. Carlson in at third, expecting bunt. He will not, as his first pitch is up high, 1-0. Seven to six here in the fifth. Carlson comes set, looking back at second, throws his is a fastball on the inside part of the plate for a strike, 1-1. Chad Johnson is now getting ready in the Ringtails bullpen. One ball, one strike. Tating is 0-for-1. He's walked and scored a run and struck out in the third. He does square around a bunt, and now it goes by to the backstop. And that will be another wild pitch. So now there's no need to bunt. See, looks like the infield might come in here. And it looks like they will. Bring the corners in. Middle infield will stay back. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. And now a pitch away from loading the bases with nobody out. Inside, ball four. So the bases are loaded, nobody out. Barrett Fasken is going to come out. And we will see if that will be it for Ellis. His parent is still getting ready down there. And looks like Ellis is going to be done. So they are going to bring out Jake Parent. We will take a break. We back. Parent will have the bases loaded when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.